In this episode of Kids Podcast, I am honored to share wisdom with you about leading kids in your church and in your home. Dealing with kids is hard work, and I'm praying that we add some tools to your tool belt today. So let's dive into today's topic. In this episode of Kids Podcast, we are on part 3 of our series of Legos, the building blocks of worship. And today we're covering how we are worshiping with our words. That's right, worshiping with our words and teaching kids how to be worshipers. Let's do a quick review. Yes, we're talking about how in the series of Legos, the building blocks of worship, we walk through how these building blocks strengthen our expression of worth in God's big story. And these building blocks are an expression of worship in our everyday lives, not just Sunday mornings. We have learned that in Psalms 150, verse 6, that everything that has breath praises the Lord. Let it praise the Lord. Our young people have breath, lots of breath. They should be praising the Lord. We've learned that worship means worship. Worship means worship. Worship means worth-ship, that he is worthy. And so we're going to be walking through these building blocks and being creative worshipers in life and in church. So as we dig in here, we're looking at the passage of Matthew chapter 15, verse 8. Matthew 15, verse 8. And we're looking at honoring God with our lips, not just our hearts. People honor God with their lips, not just their hearts. And that's huge, because how often is it that we find ourselves singing a song, but it's just words? Oof. Or it's just the motions of songs. Ooh, or it's just the repetition of doing it week after week, and then we no longer even do the words. Ugh. So, man, the challenge is now that we're growing in our faith, our kids are growing in their faith, the family is growing, and we do church, and that's excellent. But we don't want to be stagnant in this process of growth. We want to strive for the next step, striving for growth. And when we're going through that time of worship with the congregation or with our family or with our solo devotional time, it's no longer what we're aware of, but now it's the actual attempt at singing the words or speaking the words or expressing our worth with our words. Let me give you an example. A couple of examples, actually. As a soccer coach, I can tell you how to play the game. And I can show you, because I have also been a soccer player. That's right. With over 20 years of experience in the sport, I've played at many levels, including college. Then I became a coach, and I've coached at many levels, down from age 2 up to college. And not only can I teach you how to kick the ball, not only can I teach you why you're going to kick it over there, not only can I teach you how to think 3 steps ahead of what's going to happen in this game, I can show you how to do it. And so how true is that? That we know the Bible, that we know the service order, that we know what happens at church, but we also know the words to speak to the God that's worthy of our worship. And I want to challenge my children to not be afraid to speak up, to not be afraid to share their words with God. And let me give you another example. When I was dating my lovely, awesome, beautiful, smoking hot wife, we did this one date once at a park. And, you know, it was nice to walk with her and hold her hand. But I really wanted to express that she was worth something to me. And so we approached this area where there was a picnic blanket, yeah, and my guitar. and I read her a poem and I sang her a song and I used my words to express how worthy she was to me. And words go a long way, a long way. And then we go to the next level of understanding that our words are not just, hey, you're worthy to be recognized of the good things. But even with soccer and with my wife, you know, there is this level of worth that I'm vulnerable enough to express my pain and my hurt. Ooh, that's another level. So as we lead our children into an overflowing life with Jesus and teaching them the building blocks of worship, man, can our kids communicate with words? Oh, and we've done that before. Our kids are crying and complaining and whatnot, and we're like, oh, come on, guys, use your words, use your words. And the same is true. Can they communicate worth with their words? Can they communicate worship with their words? Let's go on another level. That's right, another level. Just keep climbing this ladder of worth and words and this building blocks, right? Another level of blocks. Here we go. And sometimes the words we use, ooh, are a reflection of what's in our hearts. When the Bible teaches us that where our treasures are, our heart will be also. It goes on to reflect many other things in the Bible. One of them is that what's in our hearts eventually comes out. What's in our treasure eventually comes out. And what goes in eventually comes out. Ooh, 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 you're following. And so when we fill our hearts, fill our treasure, fill our minds, fill our life with dirty words, eventually those dirty words come out. And do those words represent Jesus? Do those words express worth? Do those words worship Jesus? That's a big question. And now we're talking to our kids and we're hearing the words that they're learning. And they're learning those words from you. They're learning them from people like me. They're learning them from their TV shows. They're learning them from their video games. They're learning them from their school, from their friends. The list goes on. And do their words reflect worship? Because remember, these are young people. They're growing into big people. And part of the building blocks of worship is understanding that we worship him in the building of the church as well as in our lives, in church and outside of church. And so, how can we teach our kids worshiping with their words? I have just a handful here of things that we do in our home that help my kids use their words wisely. Number one is as we lock down the complaining. Yes, my kids complain. They complain a lot. I mean, what kid doesn't, right? And at some point, I kind of begin to redirect. You know, in our home, we don't really like quote-unquote demean or yell or turn a teaching moment into a negative moment. We try to turn teaching moments into learning moments or positive reinforcement moments. And Logan or Morgan will be like, ugh. And yes, we'll do the, oh, hey, use your words. But more importantly, we'll say, hey, back up. You know, hey, I value you. I value what you want. I want you to want the things that you want. And I want to meet those needs as long as they are appropriate. But let's communicate. Talk to me. What are you sensing? What are you feeling? Sometimes they don't know. And that's completely normal because young people don't know the feelings that they're experiencing because they're young. Us old people have been experiencing them for years. So yeah, I know that. But what I do know is that they are either comfortable or uncomfortable. And so I have to back up and say, hey, right now, with what this topic is, while you're playing a video game and while I'm asking you if you're hungry and you're like, oh, are you feeling comfortable or uncomfortable? They can at least answer that, right? Of course. Dad, I'm uncomfortable. Okay. Are you uncomfortable because of A, B, or C? Is it because you have to stop your game to think about food? Is it because you're so hungry that you're hangry? Is it, and I go through one at a time and I let them kind of digest. Am I comfortable or uncomfortable with a specific thing? And ultimately, I want my kids to not complain and use their words to express what they want or need. Because at the end of the day, when I look at complaining, I don't think of complaining as a positive thing. I think of it as a very negative thing. And as an adult, I don't want to be a complainer with the people around me. When people hear me speak to them, I want them to see Jesus or hear Jesus. And he is worthy of my attempt at using positive words, healthy words, representing words. So, are my kids learning that lifestyle from me? Secondly, we don't deal well with profanity in our home. When our kids say a foul word, we're like, whoa, hey, whoa, whoa. Now, don't get me wrong. There is that fine line of they're learning, and they don't realize they just said a bad word because they can't enunciate or because they've never been told that was a bad word. And then you have those potty words that are just silly. And then maybe what in our home is considered a silly potty word versus what's in your home is actually considered a taboo word. I get it. But then when they actually drop the F-bomb, I'm like, well, hey, I don't think you meant that word. Either way, in our home, we don't say that word. Or maybe they said the N-word. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We don't use that word in our home. We just redirect and help them to understand. Now, if they continue to do it, that's a whole different topic for another podcast. But ultimately, I want my children to understand that the words they use represent what's in their heart. Ooh, and remember, this building block today is about we're worshiping with our words. I'm not talking today about worship words that like Jeff Deo's podcast would talk about. I'm talking about how our words are an expression of worship. And complaining is not worship. Profanity is not worship. Then I'm going to go to number three. I try to aim for three and no more. And that is being an encourager versus being a discourager, right? One of my children, they love to have fun. Actually, both of them, they love to have fun. Don't get me wrong. And they love to make jokes that are funny. But what they struggle with is the exact same thing that I struggled with when I was a young lad. And that's where I would keep doing that funny thing because I kept thinking it was funny. But suddenly I was not able to see the line of, well, they don't think it's funny no more. But I still think it's funny. And so I kept running that joke. And that's not fun no more. That's now a problem. It's now a discouragement. It's now borderline bullying when you're having fun at my expense. And so when it comes to the next level of words being used is do your words encourage me or discourage me? And that is an expression of worth. And I want my kids to understand that yes, there's times for jokes and there's times for healthy conversation. And there's times for these things. But when you talk to other people, how you encourage them or discourage them is a reflection of worship. It's straight up, what would Jesus do? I know it's old. It's an old thing. And I still, to this day, do a message series called WWJD because I believe in it. And I believe that young people who weren't born in that era can still learn from old things. I believe that my child can learn about this concept of what would Jesus do? What would Jesus say? And can't I be an imitation of that? Can I be an example of that? And so there you have it. There's worshiping with words, a building block. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. I want to encourage you, mom and dad, as the lead example in your home. Your kids are listening to your words. And do they express worth? If you have questions, hit me up. You know where to find me. Until next time, everybody say bye, Pastor Juan. Thank you for letting us speak into your life. At the end of the day, our goal is simple. We just want to raise these little people to one day become big people. Be sure to check out our website at rongaleministries.com to show your support. Thank you for listening, and be sure to smash that like button and turn that button blue or whatever else the kids are doing these days. Until next time, everybody say bye, Pastor Juan.